Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on 1250 AM The Fancy. Sparky Pfeiffer with you, being joined now by legendary former Brewers play-by-play voice, now with the Angels, calling games for them, and of course MLB Central and MLB Network. He is Matt Vasgersian. Matt, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
You got it, Sparky. Always good to be back on in Milwaukee.
I had to reach out because word getting out that 30 years, Rock has now been the analyst for Brewers baseball over there at Bally Sports, Wisconsin. And they're bringing a bunch of you guys back who have worked with them to kind of be a part of that broadcast on Friday night. And I was trying to do my research, Matt, before you came on and trying to figure this out. So the Brewers were your first play-by-play gig in MLB. Where were you again prior to the Brewers and you getting that gig?
Long a distinguished list of minor league cities. I started my career in Huntington, West Virginia with the Cubs rookie ball affiliate there. I worked in High Desert, which is essentially the vast desert between Vegas and L.A. for a Padres affiliate in Class A ball. 2 years in El Paso, which was a Brewers affiliate in the early 90s. And that's kind of where I connected with some of the folks that would eventually give me that great break to come to big league Milwaukee. And then from there, I worked for a year in Syracuse with the Blue Jays and a year in Tucson with an Astros AAA affiliate. So 6 years in the minors, and then I got the chance to come to Milwaukee.
How does that work? Do they bring you up and you do a test broadcast with Bill before they bring you in, or how did that whole process work before you got it?
No, there was a wonderful gentleman who was the director of broadcasting for the Brewers for many years named Bill Hague. And there was a radio opening the year prior to my getting the TV job when Pat Hughes took the job to go to the Cubs. And I was among the finalists for that job, didn't get it. Bill kind of remembered who I was. And when the chance to do TV came up a year later, I had some TV tape from doing this minor league package on ESPN2. Might have even been on like ESPN 7 or 8, as far as I'm concerned, back in the day. In 95, they did a minor league game of the week. It was a It was a weird little package that came about because people were tuned into the minors after Michael Jordan played in Birmingham, and I think it was 93. So everybody thought that the minor league baseball landscape was this untapped, great television resource. So we did a minor league game of the week. So I had some TV experience, and I ended up getting hired. Never really auditioned with Rock. Went to lunch with him at one point. I think, I don't know if I'd just been hired or if it was right before I'd been hired. But, I mean, he's so easy to work with, honestly, and that's why all of us were so quick to respond to this invitation to come back and celebrate him on Friday. And all the credit goes to Brian Anderson for putting this together, man. He really pushed for it and made it all happen. So because Rock is such a great guy, he's such a great partner, and anybody, honestly, if you can't work with Bill Schroeder, you shouldn't be working in broadcast because he's just the best partner there is.
Brian,
we were all really happy to come back.
Yeah, no doubt. And that Brewers Unfiltered podcast, which you can download and listen to on your Odyssey app or listen to your favorite podcast, Ed, you guys all sit down and talk together, you, Jim Paschke, Darren Sutton, and, of course, Brian Anderson. And it's a great listen for sure. I want to kind of, if you can remember this one way or the other, when did you realize that you had something there with Bill? How far into the season was it? That first season? Was it after the first season? When did you realize that, all right, this is clicking, this is going to be a lot of fun?
You know, I'm not quite sure if I can time date stamp it, but I know that when we got to the point where I was making him chuckle, I think that's just when it started to become a very organic thing. And you know, he might remember differently, but I think that happened pretty early on. Look, I was 29 years old when I got that job, and I we only did 65 games on television that first year. It was a really small TV package, and it was good because it gave me a chance to kind of breathe a little bit during the season. But I think it was pretty early on that we made each other smile, because he made me smile the same way with some of the stuff that he'd cook up. And I loved hearing the stories about his days as a player in the uniform. And that's what made, I think, what still makes his place with the franchise so special. He has depth with the entire franchise history, save the move from Seattle. Like, he wasn't around for that, but just about everything else he has a personal connection to.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And the other thing is, you know, going from Jim Paschke to you, you're not exactly, the same type of deal. Paschke had been around for a minute already doing Brewers baseball for quite some time. So he's kind of going from that veteran guy to a younger guy with upstart and a ton of energy and so forth. And I remember, obviously, with you, I think everybody does. I think you were a majority of everybody's favorite Brewers announcer growing up watching you on TV. The whole Captain Jack Voigt thing, I think, is the one that sticks with everybody. That nickname by itself, I think, sticks when people bring up Matt Vasgersian. Where did that come from? Were you doing that in the minor leagues, doing the nicknames and that type of stuff, or where did you come up with that?
Yeah, no, it wasn't really, I didn't really do a lot of nicknames, but, I'm a Billy Joel fan, like Captain Jack, and one of his better tunes.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And that it just kind of lent itself. And Jack had so much energy as a player, too. You know, he was a role player. I've kept in touch with Jack, actually, and he still says to this day that his time in Milwaukee, albeit brief, were among the fondest memories he has in baseball. By the way, Jack Boyd's daughter is the reigning Miss Universe, just FYI. I mean,
whoa,
wow.
Really?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Like, you never would have said, like, that guy is eventually going to have a daughter who becomes Miss Universe. I think that's one of the wonderful things about life, if not baseball, that, you know, something's going to happen to you that you never see coming. And in some cases, it's a great thing like that for Jack and his family. But I was never a huge nickname guy. I was Sparky. I was doing the games for me back then just to have, it was fun. I wasn't trying to, you know, put myself on some different platform, or I certainly wasn't grandstanding for social media because it wasn't around then. I just enjoyed doing the games. I mean, I remember one game at County Stadium. It was like May of 97. It was cold. It was ridiculously cold. There weren't many people there. Jeff Cirillo had a walk-off hit against the Red Sox, against Heathcliff Slocum. And I'd known Jeff for some years in the minors and even dating back to college. So I was, you know, kind of a fan of his. We were friendly. And when he had that walk-off hit, I kind of banged against the window of the press box at County Stadium because I was pumped up, and I was like, yeah, you know, and I kind of bounced my hand against the desk in the window, and the Red Sox announcers next door were like, who is this jerk? And I kind of motioned with my hands like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, it just naturally came out, and I enjoyed it. Like, I had so much fun back in those days. I was living a dream, like, to work in Major League Baseball after 6 years in the minors, being a fan my whole life. The perfect place, Milwaukee was the perfect place for me because the fans were so gracious and they didn't really poop on me as an outsider. You know, that can happen in just about every other market. You come in from somewhere else and you're not a native son and they might be a little bit skeptical of you, but maybe it's because we started slow with only 65 games on TV and because I had such a great partner in Bill, it just worked.
No, I don't think that was it, Matt. I think the reason that people loved you was because you were believable, that this was your team and you were pulling for this team. Like, my biggest complaint as a fan, and always has been, is, you know, guys that announce games that are doing, you know, local coverage that aren't national guys, but call it like a national game, are getting excited for the other team when they're calling games for the Brewers or for the Bucks or whatever the case may be. It drives me nuts. With you, when you were doing that, I mean, it was easy to believe that you were all in on this Brewers team and you were rooting for them as much as anybody else was.
Yeah, and I was too. I mean, it was real. Like, I rooted for the Brewers. First of all, the guys on the team back then, it was a pretty disparate bunch of personalities. Like, you had a very wide range, but there were so many relatable, down to earth, likable guys. Fernando Vina, Mike Fetters, those are, you know, Cirillo, Mark Loretta, Mike Matheny, those were guys that I'd known in the minors for years. And then you had the veteran guys who were also good dudes, John Jaha, David Nilsson. Like, there were just good guys on the team. Doug Jones was the closer.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Is there anybody more relatable than a guy that doesn't look like a professional baseball player that throws changeups? Like, you know,
yeah.
The late Doug Jones. So I liked the team. I liked Gar. Phil Garner was you know, he's one of the nicest guys in the sport. And you want guys to win who you like. So I would agree with you on that, Sparky. There are a lot of guys who are working local packages who do teams who are, you know, maybe they're in their mind, they're auditioning for a national gig and they don't embrace the us versus them. And I've said this for years, us versus them is way more fun than them versus them. And I'm going to do a them versus them game tonight because I'm in LA for Dodgers Rangers on MLB Network. That's them versus them. I don't have any skin in the game. I don't have any rooting interest there. But when you're working for a team, and especially a team that you like, it's a blast.
I have one last one for you. What were road trips like with Rock back in the day? Because obviously you guys would get to go on the road and hang out together maybe a little bit on these road trips. What was that like over the years?
You know, for me, he was, again, the perfect shepherd for me, for my 29 and 30-year-old self. When you're only doing 65 games, you're not working every night. There's plenty of time to get in trouble. And he was smart enough to not take the bait. I like to run around a little bit. And he would always tell me, you know, hey, man, it is a long season. And he would say this. It's a cliche, but it really is a marathon, not a sprint. You know, you might think you're off tomorrow, you can sleep in, but you're going to have three games after that. So don't blow yourself apart at night. And I took those words to heart. He helped me with some perspective back then because I was pretty excitable young lad in my late 20s.
We have really been blessed over the course of time in this market between Brewers and Bucks and Packers radio as well to have some unbelievable announcers. Matt Vasgersian, you are definitely one of the best we've had in this market. On behalf of Brewer fans, I want to say thank you, and we all are looking forward to Friday night and seeing you guys back together.
And that it just kind of lent itself, and Jack had so much energy as a player, too. You know, he was a role player. I've kept in touch with Jack, actually, and he still says to this day that his time in Milwaukee, albeit brief, were among the fondest memories he has in baseball. By the way, Jack Boyd's daughter is the reigning Miss Universe, just FYI. I mean,
whoa,
wow.
Really?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Like you never would have said like that guy is eventually going to have a daughter that becomes Miss Universe. I think that's one of the wonderful things about life, if not baseball, that you know something's going to happen to you that you never see coming. And in some cases, it's a great thing like that for Jack and his family. But I was never a huge nickname guy. I was Sparky. I was doing the games for me back then. Just to have, it was fun. I wasn't trying to, you know, put myself on some different platform, or I certainly wasn't grandstanding for social media because it wasn't around then. I just enjoyed doing the games. I mean, I remember one game at County Stadium. It was like May of 97. It was cold. It was ridiculously cold. There weren't many people there. Jeff Cirillo had a walk-off hit against the Red Sox, against Heathcliff Slocum. And I'd known Jeff for some years in the minors and even dating back to college. So I was, you know, kind of a fan of his. We were friendly. And when he had that walk-off hit, I kind of banged against the window of the press box at County Stadium because I was pumped up. And I was like, yeah, you know, and I kind of bounced my hand against the desk in the window. And the Red Sox announcers next door were like, who is this jerk? And I kind of motioned with my hands like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, it just naturally came out, and I enjoyed it. Like, I had so much fun back in those days. I was living a dream. Like, to work in Major League Baseball after 6 years in the minors, being a fan my whole life, the perfect place. Milwaukee was the perfect place for me because the fans were so gracious and they didn't really poop on me as an outsider. You know, that can happen in just about every other market. You come in from somewhere else and you're not a native son and they might be a little bit skeptical of you, but maybe it's because we started slow with only 65 games on TV and because I had such a great partner in Bill, it just worked.
No, I don't think that was it, Matt. I think the reason that people loved you was because you were believable, that this was your team and you were pulling for this team. Like, my biggest complaint as a fan, and always has been, is, you know, guys that announce games that are doing, you know, local coverage that aren't national guys, but call it like a national game, are getting excited for the other team when they're calling games for the Brewers or for the Bucks or whatever the case may be. It drives me nuts. With you, when you were doing that, I mean, it was easy to believe that you were all in on this Brewers team and you were rooting for them as much as anybody else was.
Yeah, and I was too. I mean, it was real. Like, I rooted for the Brewers. First of all, the guys on the team back then, it was a pretty disparate bunch of personalities. Like, you had a very wide range, but there were so many relatable, down to earth, likable guys. Fernando Vina, Mike Fetters, those are, you know, Cirillo, Mark Loretta, Mike Matheny, those were guys that I'd known in the minors for years. And then you had the veteran guys who were also good dudes, John Jaha, David Nilsson. Like, there were just good guys on the team. Doug Jones was the closer.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Is there anybody more relatable than a guy that doesn't look like a professional baseball player that throws changeups? Like, you know, the late Doug Jones. So I liked the team. I liked Gar. Phil Garner was. You know, he's one of the nicest guys in the sport. And you want guys to win who you like. So I would agree with you on that, Sparky. There are a lot of guys who are working local packages who do teams who are, you know, maybe they're in their mind, they're auditioning for a national gig and they don't embrace the us versus them. And I've said this for years, us versus them is way more fun than them versus them. And I'm going to do a them versus them game tonight because I'm in LA for Dodgers Rangers on MLB Network. That's them versus them. I don't have any skin in the game. I don't have any rooting interest there. But when you're working for a team, and especially a team that you like, it's a blast.
I have one last one for you. What were road trips like with Rock back in the day? Because obviously you guys would get to go on the road and hang out together maybe a little bit on these road trips. What was that like over the years?
You know, for me, he was, again, the perfect shepherd for me, for my 29 and 30-year-old self. When you're only doing 65 games, you're not working every night. There's plenty of time to get in trouble. And he was smart enough to not take the bait. I like to run around a little bit. And he would always tell me, you know, hey, man, it is a long season. And he would say this. It's a cliche, but it really is a marathon, not a sprint. You know, you might think you're off tomorrow, you can sleep in, but you're going to have three games after that. So don't blow yourself apart at night. And I took those words to heart. He helped me. He helped me with some perspective back then because I was pretty excitable young lad in my late 20s.
We have really been blessed over the course of time in this market between Brewers and Bucks and Packers radio as well to have some unbelievable announcers. Matt Vasgersian, you are definitely one of the best we've had in this market. On behalf of Brewer fans, I want to say thank you, and we all are looking forward to Friday night and seeing you guys back together again in the booth on Bally Sports Wisconsin. Man, thanks so much for spending some time with me.
You got it, man. Can't wait to celebrate Rock's career on Friday. Thanks, Sparky.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.